Yeah, that's correct, Donna Marie. We had a planning SPC during the week, and I was concerned that we are not doing enough to encourage new contractors to set up, along with a plan to bring back home all of our contractors that have left Donegal in the past. As you've rightly said, we have the mica developments that are just getting started. We have the vacant home refurbishment grants that are going well. We have the council disabled home improvement grants. We have a very high number of planning permissions getting granted for young couples that are looking to build. And then we have the regeneration of our county. And as you have rightly said, there's 57 million euros to be spent on those projects. And we also then will be in a position where we have the 10T roadworks that's going to be taking place. So we have a serious amount of work to be done in a short period of time. And I don't think we have the workforce to do it. And I think the council needs to step up to the plate and say, listen, we need contractors in this county to get projects off the ground, because as you would have seen at the presentation, we have all of the paperwork done. We need to get contractors on the ground to start the work and to commence it as soon as possible.
And is there a risk that funding's going to go to loss if the work's not done? Is there a deadline on it?
Yeah, there's a risk. What has happened, and it's happened in a lot of projects, is the cost gets higher and higher and higher. And if you get X amount of euros 2, 3 years ago, that amount will not be able to complete the job if we delay it any further. So that's where we start running into difficulties. And then you have to go into a position where you have to try and reapply for funding. And then what happens is governments, departments don't like you not starting a job if you don't have the money to finish it. So at the minute, the inflation is moving quicker than what we are on the ground. And I feel that we do need, we have projects in Dunree, we have projects in Cairndonagh, we have projects in Buncrana, we have projects in Letterkenny, we have projects in Balbuffet, Donegal Town, and all of the other smaller towns. We have money available for projects, but we don't seem to be getting the machinery on the ground. And as I said, that's over and above the mica developments and our vacant homes refurbishment grants. So we need to get the finger out.
And what do you think council can do to increase the workforce here?
I think that there needs to be a serious advertising campaign to bring. We have contractors, good contractors that are working and living in Dublin. We have people working all over England that are flat out. We need to say, listen, guys, we need you to come home, and we can guarantee you at least 20 years' work, but we need to put that to them basically on paper first and get them back home. And we also need to then work with the ATU and all of our educational facilitators and start getting our young men and women into programs that actually our plumbers, our electricians, and our builders, and our energy savers now. So we need to start educating our young people in that direction as well.